Hello again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to yet another really good revision history podcast with me, Mr. Hutchison, and we are continuing with the Third Crusade, ending the Third Crusade to be exact, moving directly on from Richard's failed attempt to take Jerusalem. So we're going to jump in, straight in here. Richard's failed attempt to take Jerusalem is not the end of the story. It's not the end of the crusade. Okay, although Richard fails to take Jerusalem and it is never again in Christian hands, we have got a few little events before Richard decides to head on home. Okay, so Richard wants to negotiate a peace, even though he's decided that he cannot take Jerusalem. He is not quite yet ready to go home. Okay, he wants to hold on to the lands that he has conquered, the lands between Acre and Jaffa. Whilst Richard is returning from his second attempt to take Jerusalem, Saladin takes the advantage and attacks the now Crusader-controlled port of Jaffa. Remember, this is one of the areas that Richard has conquered already. Okay, Saladin thinks that he can take back all the land the Crusaders have taken and kick them out of the Holy Land for good. Richard's got another idea, okay, guys? His army arrived just in time, and despite once again being desperately outnumbered, having no right to win, Richard achieves another famous victory at the Battle of Jaffa. Now, this is important, folks, because if he'd have lost Jaffa, it would have split the Crusaders' lands on the coast in two, but by winning, it showed Saladin that he would not be able to drive the Crusaders out of the Holy Land completely. So now Richard knows he's not strong enough to take Jerusalem. Saladin knows he's not strong enough to kick Richard and the Crusaders out of the Holy Land completely. So negotiation is the only option now. And on October 1192, the two sides never meet in person, Saladin and Richard, but they do negotiate and they do sign the Treaty of Jaffa. And again, that is on the 9th of October, 1192. And this is what ends the Third Crusade. Okay, now remember, a treaty is an agreement between two sides. So this is the Treaty of Jaffa. Okay, and here's what they agree. Saladin was to retain control of Jerusalem. He gets to keep it. The Crusaders, on the other hand, were allowed to keep their conquests of Acre and Jaffa and the coastal strip, the area of land that connects the two places. Now, despite the fact Saladin has control of Jerusalem, Christians were granted free passage into Jerusalem to access and worship at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. So even though Richard doesn't take Jerusalem, doesn't gain control of it, he does manage to secure passage for Christian pilgrims. Muslims, incidentally, were also allowed to travel, free passage, were granted free passage through the Christian Crusader lands as well. So both groups were allowed to travel freely through each other's lands. And that's the treaty, that's the agreement, folks. Saladin gets control of Jerusalem, the Crusaders keep the lands they've conquered. Both pilgrims from both sides are allowed to travel freely through each other's lands. And most importantly for Richard, maybe, is that Christian pilgrims were allowed to access the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's up to you whether you think that makes the Third Crusade a failure or success. I mean, on the one hand, it's a total failure. They went to take Jerusalem, they failed to take Jerusalem. Failure. But on the other hand, can you see some success in this? I mean, he has taken a significant amount of land. Geographically, the land between Acre and Jaffa is huge. And that potentially could secure the opportunity for future crusaders to build upon the lands Richard had taken and take Jerusalem. They never did. They never did. Jerusalem was never again in Christian hands, but Richard didn't know that at the time. He was hoping somebody would come and finish the job he had started. And he has granted, or has got access for Christian pilgrims to travel to and worship inside Jerusalem. Is that not what it's all about, folks? I don't know. I mean, I can see this as a classic question. If you're doing the EdExcel course, you'll have a 16-mark question at the back end of the paper 2 exam. And it's always a how far question. I always ask you whether you agree. And these questions write themselves, folks. The Third Crusade was a total failure. How far do you agree with this statement? And then you'd have to weigh up Richard's successes. Maybe talk about some of the battles, you know, like the Battle of Jaffa, the Battle of Acre, the Battle of Arsuf. You'd have to talk about some of his failures. Falling out with Philip. The way he treated Leopold, leading to both those very powerful leaders going home with some of their troops. The failure to take Jerusalem. Perhaps you could talk about the success of Saladin and Richard's failure to defeat him completely. Ultimately, guys, you have to weigh up the two sort of arguments, success and failure, looking at the evidence on both sides, and come to a final conclusion, final judgment. Actually, it doesn't matter what your judgment is, guys. It's how you get there and how you justify it. Remember, with the EdExcel exam, you need to use both AO1 and AO2. For a 16 mark, you get more AO2. Remember, AO1 is your historical evidence. So just talking about, you know, the Battle of Arsuf and describing what happened, that's all AO1. AO2 is explaining why is it important. Linking it to the question, you know, how does that show Richard was a success? You'd be talking about the fact it proves him as a great military tactician, as a wonderful general, okay? Explaining and justifying, that's your AO2, and that's worth more on this type of question. You could get a 12 marker here as well, 12 marker, just simply explain why Richard failed to capture Jerusalem. That's another classic one that you might get, in which case, you know, you'd be talking about Richard's failures or the strength of Saladin again. So very similar, just a slightly different approach here. But anyway, that's how the Third Crusade is likely to appear on your EdExcel Richard and John exam. And that marks the end of the Third Crusade, folks. Arguably the most significant event in Richard's reign, which is why we've spent so long on it. That's because Richard does return home, but he doesn't live that much longer after that. In fact, Richard is going to die in the next podcast. So there you go. I hope you join me for that. As always, ladies and gentlemen, keep working hard, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.